Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Rockets dodged a bullet. That's my take. Jimmy Butler, thank goodness. I would be ripping the hell out of the Rockets, Tillman Fertitta, Daryl Morey, if I came on the air right now. Clint Capella was gone. Eric Gordon was gone. And Jimmy Butler were here with the already chaotic situation with Chris Paul and James Harden. I don't like delusional people. I think Jimmy Butler thinks he's a better player than he is. There's reports coming out that Jimmy Butler wants a team built around him. If that's the case, either he thinks he's better than he is, or winning isn't a top priority. It's one of those things, or it's both. That's my take on the Jimmy Butler situation. I've been saying that since the very beginning. I was happy when I discovered that Jimmy Butler was going to the Miami Heat. James Ihedebo in for John Lopez. You don't feel the same way. You think you got to go get these star players and you got to go out there and try to do what Golden State did. I don't want to misquote you, but that's the impression I'm getting, James.
Well, it's just the nature of the beast. I just feel that the NBA in this day and age, it's a copycat league, and organizations feel that they need to go get star power to win championships. And, you know, that's kind of what the pressure is. It's not so much, is it a long-term thing? Because it's never been long-term effective. It's not long-term effective for the Golden State Warriors. It hasn't been long-term effective for, you know, the Miami Heat or the Boston Celtics or the Brooklyn Nets. Teams that have done this, it's not a long-term success thing. It's just a win-right-now thing. And so I think that's where that comes into play. And I think that's why, you know, the Rockets might have been pursuing the idea and thought in the first place, is because they want to win a championship. In fact, I think the Rockets want to win a championship before the Houston Texans win a Super Bowl. And so that's a pressure on them.
They got
them.
A little bit of a head start. I'll give them that much.
You know, and that's a pressure on them to do so. So that's why I bring that up. He's the type of player, best available, that you could get. The Rockets aren't getting Kawhi. They're not in the market for him. So when you're looking at best available star power player, you know, that's the name that's available that you could have got. And, you know, did it long term? I understand what you're saying. You didn't like it, and you're glad that it didn't get done. And
I don't even like it short term.
And many Rockets fans, you know, feel the same exact way. But just in the nature of the beast and the way the NBA has worked thus far or recently, is you put these three headed monsters together, you win a bunch of games, you win a championship.
I don't know if LeBron James and Kevin Durant are walking through that door. That's the only problem. Let's go to Loophole Travis. Travis, you're on In the Loop with Landry and James Ihedebo. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. Appreciate y'all taking my call. All right, so this is the point I kind of want to make on this whole thing. The Jimmy Butler deal, I wasn't ready to give up Gordon for him. Eric Gordon's my favorite Rocket. But let's talk about the NBA and how this works now. I mean, this free agency, we had 200 players going to free agency. That's 40% of the NBA. That's because these guys want short contracts, and then they want to go pick a team where they feel most likely to get a championship. It concerns me that Houston's not one of those teams. If I'm looking to go get a championship like Kevin Durant or somebody like that, that's what made the Golden State Warriors good. They created an atmosphere where players went and said, hey, if I go there, I'm getting my ring. I'm concerned that moves aren't being made with 200 free agents. Not because Houston's not going to get them, but because nobody's really coming to Houston.
Okay, I appreciate you, Travis. The thing is, look, the Golden State situation, Kevin Durant wanting to go there and join that team, I don't think that's a situation that is unique to just the Rockets not having that type of environment. I mean, that's a team that won 72 games, and then they were a game away from winning back-to-back championships, and they played a style of basketball that's one of the prettiest forms of basketball you've ever seen. Kevin Durant saw that, decided he wanted to go there. I think they were the only team in the NBA that had that. So, yes, everyone strives to have that. If you can have it, you can. But I think every other team in the NBA is guilty of not having that, not just the Rockets. As far as this being a destination or not, look, first of all, the Rockets didn't have cap space. So it's not like the Rockets said, we can offer you max cap space, you're going to come here. Daryl Morey actually has a pretty good record with Chris Paul and Dwight Howard. And I know people will say, well, that those were trades. No, the Jimmy Butler situation is technically a trade as well. But 2 years ago with Chris Paul, and you can argue whether or not that was a good trade or not, but Chris Paul could have played 2 years ago wherever he wanted to. He made the same decision to come to Houston that Jimmy Butler did with Miami. So I don't know that this is really not a destination for free agents, but I will say this. When you do talk about players wanting to go to certain situations and play certain styles of basketball that might already be championship caliber and latching onto that and stacking the deck like the Rockets thought they were doing with Jimmy Butler, the Rockets situation with Chris Paul and James Harden, the uncertainty with Mike D'Antoni and stuff, is not really as appealing as going somewhere, even to like a place like Los Angeles where we haven't even seen LeBron and Anthony Davis play, or a Golden State. So I do get you there that this might not be the most appealing situation to come into, but I don't think that's a Houston thing. I think that's just a Chris Paul, James Harden thing.
Yeah, and I second that. And one thing that you also see too is, you know, these guys that are even your second tier players, they're willing to take less money to come to a team, you know, that has on the verge of winning. And so that's another thing to add is it's not just max contracts. It's, you know, I'll take, you know, a 2-year deal and take less money knowing that if we can win a championship, you know, I'll get paid on the back end and I can go wherever I want to do, you know, to make max money then. And then you're right, that uncertainty of your leadership. Am I going to go and learn a style of offense, have a 2-3 year deal, and then the head coach is gone after 1 year and I have a new coach that I have no idea what his philosophy is, and is it going to affect me as a player?
I think the stylistic argument about people wanting to play with James Harden and come in this situation, I think it has some validity, but I will say this, as much as there is skepticism about this style, they were a game away from making the championship 2 years ago, and they went toe-to-toe with the Warriors till game six.
Game five, they should have won.
Yeah, game five, they definitely should have won, maybe even game six with the mount and then being an 8-point favorite with KD out. But either way, they're running it back, whether you like it or not. This Rockets team that you've seen the last 2 years, it's going to be similar, and they're going to try to go out there and run it back next season. I think that's a good thing, but I understand the skepticism. Landry Locker, James Ahedebo in for John Lopez. 24 days away from Texans training camp. We'll take some more calls on the Rockets, but we're going to look ahead to the Texans and the state of this roster with James Ahedebo, Super Bowl champ, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.